From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Happy birthday.
Hey,
or should I say, happy birthday. Okay.
I thought you were going to finish.
Well, I actually watched the Marilyn Monroe thing this morning.
Oh, did you really?
To see if I could get it right.
And?
I can't do it like her. But so I'll give it a shot.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, man, this is like stereo.
Happy birthday, Mr. President Boss John.
Yeah. Thanks.
Happy birthday.
I was trying to sing harmony.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, okay. Matt. Go ahead.
To you.
My God. It sounds like Edith Bunker doing
happy birthday. Sexty birthday today.
Sexty,
happy,
listen to you.
It's
birthday.
Your sextiest birthday today.
The big 6-0.
If anybody's left listening after that.
That's right. Free piece of pie at the Marie Callender's.
All right. With that, it is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, I'm kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel because there's not much going on. And if I was truly scraping the bottom of the barrel, I would be talking about A-Rod and Kylie Jenner today.
Oh, really?
That's what I would be talking about.
Well, what's going on with A-Rod and Kylie Jenner?
At the Met Gala, he had said that... Yeah, she sat at the table and talked about how rich she was. Her lipstick and how rich she was.
Oh, really? He said that about Kylie?
Yeah.
Was she sitting at the same table or were they sitting at a different table?
And so she quips back on Twitter at the same table.
Okay.
No. I was talking with you about Game of Thrones.
And how much they make. Because, you know, they were rich on Game of Thrones.
Sure. And so then he kind of apologizes back. Oh, you were right. We were talking about your lipstick and how much my girls love you. And so the Kylie Nation is saying, get it back, get it back.
Could I ask a question? Who's Kylie Jenner?
Okay, this is why we don't let him come very often.
Oh, so, there's not enough time.
Who's Kylie
there's
Jenner?
Not enough time, buddy. You really got to listen to the whole show.
You need to be disciplined for that.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'm not really big on current events.
Apparently not. Wow.
I don't have any more words.
I'm sorry.
It's true. A Manhattan judge has ruled that Justin Theroux's neighbor should be held responsible for trespassing and sided with the actor about the hotly disputed boundary line of the pair's shared roof deck space. Got that?
What?
What?
I heard Justin Theroux.
The neighbor allegedly trespassed on Justin's property. Peeped into his windows.
Okay. Are you kidding?
Harassed his workers. And man, to go even further, he killed the ivy that grew between their shared wood.
It just went one step too far.
Killing the ivy.
Might as well have been like Justin Bieber and just egged it.
Yeah, right?
So these trespasses were not justified by circumstances giving rise to a need to enter Theroux's property to prevent serious harm.
I don't think there's ever a right to trespass. What did you say? It was a shared deck, right? In New York City, Manhattan?
A shared deck. And a Manhattan justice, he wrote that decision in the
probably
case.
He probably had masking tape on the deck to say, you stay on your side.
Your side. And and don't cross this line.
Well, you know what? Now it's just about Justin because there's no Jennifer. But when this was happening, there was a Jennifer. And me thinks that he was trying to...
Window on Jennifer.
It had nothing to do with you, Justin. You're like John and thinks the world revolves around you. But I think maybe he was going to make sure that Jennifer wasn't choking.
Whoa. Safety first.
He sued the guy in 2017 claiming he was harassing him and Jennifer Aniston about their $1 million renovations.
But this guy was peeking. He was a peeping freaking Tom. What the heck?
The peeker.
I wonder if he was over 60 because he would no longer be a perv. He'd be a cute little dirty old man.
You know what I want to know, though?
Just like me.
Graduated.
I don't think Justin Theroux has that much money. I bet he was spending Jennifer Aniston's money to do the renovations.
Justin Theroux actually does have money. Justin is doing just fine. He's doing fine now. Without her, baby.
A Simple Life reboot starring Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan.
What?
Who?
The Simple Life? Are they going to do that show again?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Multiple. Wow. No.
It was a close one.
Yeah, I know. No kidding. Seriously.
Man.
There is about to be more time on the airwaves
so
I couldn't get back in life.
That's
multiple
so
sources
hot.
Have confirmed to Page Six that, nope, it's news to her team, Lindsay's rep says. Paris addressed the rumor as well. So she tweeted that a fan account invented it and that there's no truth to it. However, now Paris did say she loves the show. She was approached again to do it. But I had to say no as I have an extremely busy work schedule, traveling the world, running my empire.
So busy running her empire.
I saw her at the Walmart in Thousand Oaks in the ice cream
Did
section.
You really?
Yeah.
Are you sure? That was Paris Hilton, not
Paris. It's Matt. I'd like an ice cream sandwich.
You sure it wasn't Perez Hilton?
That could have been. It could have been.
It could have been Perez.
Okay. I could be mistaken.
In his
Did you
finery.
Have your glasses on? Were your glasses on?
Get the new prescription. Be here Friday.
Okay.
All right.
Well, fans were talking. They were speculating online that a spinoff starring Paris and Lilo was coming soon.
Yeah, I don't. They don't even like each other, do they? Or
I don't know.
Have they kissed and made up?
There was a Twitter account with the show's name as its handle. Began suspiciously tweeting on Tuesday. Maybe they're trying to garner work for Lilo now that her beach house thing is done.
Yeah. Well, who knows? You know who would be great though in a reboot of A Simple Life.
Don't ask. Don't, Matt. Don't ask.
No.
Just say. Just change the subject.
What do you know? You know it would be great.
No!
Halle Berry would be great in that. Oh. She could do it all on her own, and I'd watch it. I woke up this morning thinking it's my birthday, and I thought for sure one of you would have arranged for Halle Berry to have called the station, but she hasn't called, so...
He's hot for Halle. I can't sing hot for teachers.
All right, well, we've worn out our welcome on three planes today, so thank you. Have a great day. We will talk to you, Morgan, tomorrow, and...
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy sexy birthday.
Thank you.
And that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.